This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
RealSide.com is where you can find us, watch us, listen to old shows, and listen to this one live. It is fantastic to be with you. And as we are talking about what is happening, we just finished our first hour. We just kind of talked a little bit about what's happening with Silicon Valley Bank and how it's we're now starting to see whether it's contagion or not. You know, Credit Suisse, I've been talking about Credit Suisse for the past 6 months. I think this is a slow motion car crash. But what we're going to be talking about this hour is the slow motion car crash that is the state of California. Whether you live and reside in California or not, the problem is that what happens in California eventually will happen in your state. And I'm telling you this right now. There is a Californian exodus that is happening. Over 500,000 people have left the state of California, many of them middle class. They are bringing their policies and their politics to maybe a neighborhood near you. But, you know, listen, this has not always been this way. The blight of San Francisco and Los Angeles, the crazy homelessness that we're seeing, the unaffordable housing, the crime, where you literally can't walk into a Walgreens today and take a product off the shelf. You have to get somebody with a key to come and open it for you. I'm not a huge fan of Amazon.com, but let me tell you something. I can't go to Walgreens and wait for somebody to come and maybe come in 5-10 minutes when I just want to buy something off the shelf. This is ridiculous. These are the responses to policies that have been implemented over the past 40 years by a one-party state. And once great cities like San Francisco is now starting to see the ramifications, right? They're losing their appeal. Companies and people are leaving. Metropolises like Los Angeles are becoming the capital of smash and grab and carjacking criminals. If you drive downtown to L.A. or San Francisco, or even in the suburbs today, homeless encampments are sprouting up, and it is, you know, putting a further strain on property values. And everybody today is walking around quiet and insecure and looking down. We're seeing that what they're doing in the judicial system is reducing sentences, cashless bail. People are getting in and out of prison within a day or jail within a day after they're arrested. Many of them are committing crimes that same day once again. And, you know, California has always been thought of as a place for innovation. But it has never been thought of as a great place for sound financial investments. Think about Solyndra. Remember that one? They sucked up $535 million in guaranteed stimulus tax dollars in 2009, and it went broke. U.S. taxpayers carried the bag on that one. And, of course, what we just saw this last weekend is Silicon Valley Bank. But, like, U.S. major corporations and some financial institutions that have been deemed too big to fail, whereas we can't allow them to fail because it will cause a systemic failure across all other institutions and banks, killing the economy. California has basically just become too big to fail. The feds allowed an exception and propped up Silicon Valley Bank, guaranteeing that all depositors will now get all their money back. Forget whether it's up to $250,000 or more. Many of those companies that have money in Silicon Valley Bank had hundreds of millions. Again, the feds were concerned about contagion, a run on banks, and that this action is justified and it's not considered a bailout, which of course it is. But Californians have once again been spared the pain of facing reality and equal application of America's laws, specifically those in the tech sector, in Silicon Valley, in Los Angeles, and other places. This is rules for thee, but not for me. Right? Gavin Newsom has three wineries where his money, millions upon millions, were in Silicon Valley Bank. He made a phone call over the weekend to the Fed for this bailout. Now, we can argue whether or not this is the best way to handle the second largest bank collapse in the history of this country. And what would have happened if hundreds of companies had zero money due to no fault of their own. I get that. I'm a business guy. You put your money in a bank, you expect it to be there so you can make payroll. So it wasn't on the depositors of this bank, and they shouldn't have taken the brunt. I get that. But it raises a much larger question. It raises a much larger question. Moral hazard. And the moral hazard here is, what is going to prevent another bank from going under if they know that the Federal Reserve and the FDIC and basically the taxpayer, because this is all government money which comes from the taxpayer, is going to prop them up? This is the problem with all of this. But the reason that I raise California as the issue is because this is a line of thinking that has promulgated over the last several decades, and we've got people like Adam Schiff, who's going to become the next state, the senator of the state of California, unless he's stopped. And maybe the guy that we're bringing on next can stop him. We'll be right back here after the break. David, Realside Radio at therealside.com. Don't go away.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Back, Realside Radio. Dave here in the chair. It is always a pleasure being at the Realside, and you can find us at therealside.com. And, you know, it's just one of those things where you've got to pull a pole apart and put it back together again if you really want to get down to the nitty gritty of the problems and the solutions that are out there. And they are out there. There are solutions to these problems. And as we were just talking about with Silicon Valley Bank and the craziness that is happening in the state of California, there's one guy, and I'm privileged to know and call a friend. His name is Kent Emmons, and he is the author of the best-selling book, The Common Sense 80%, The Absolute Political Majority. Kent, welcome back to the show, and happy birthday, my friend.
Brother Dave Sussman, thank you so much. And by the way, thank you for being the voice of common sense and the voice of reason. You're one of those few guys out there that really kicks it in the common sense lane, and I appreciate it so much.
Well, I appreciate your perspective on things because I think that, you know, listen, outside of the crazy and condense your book for your, if you will, for your listeners. And by the way, everybody, go check out The Common Sense 80%, The Absolute Political Majority on all of your favorite book sites, including Amazon. Outside of the crazy 10% extremes on Twitter, we all pretty much agree that we want our problems solved. But Kent, you talk about how the powers that be want us to be arguing together against each other so that they can divide their spoils, right?
Well, think about it. There's so much money in keeping us divided. I mean, at the end of the day, the reality is, and this is absolute reality, 90% of us in America agree on over, 80% of us agree on over 90% of the same stuff. So we have so much we can agree on. But you think about the far crazy left wing, the far, far crazy right wing. There's so much money they raise by creating all this crazy hype. And, oh, do this, send us money or, you know, this is going to happen. Send us money or that's going to happen. There's a ton of money in it. In the middle, there's all of us going, wait a minute. You know what? We're 80 to 90% of the people. We just want this stuff solved. So, you know, why not actually sit down at a table? I've done this in my companies that I run. You sit down at a table. You go, okay, let's figure out, let's agree on everything we don't agree on. Put that in a package, put it on a shelf, and then work on the rest of the stuff. It's amazing how the team comes together.
You're an entrepreneur's entrepreneur. You've been very successful in your career in multiple different venues and fields. And you know Hollywood, you know the entertainment industry, you know the financial industry very, very well. Talk to me about what your perspective is of what just happened in the state of California, specifically with Silicon Valley Bank. And, you know, I was just talking about in the last hour here, Kent, that what they've basically done is they have taken two regional banks that they deemed as too big to fail, and by bucking them up with, they're not calling it a bailout, but it's, it most certainly is that now every bank is systemically too big to fail. Have they privatized gains and socialized losses, Kent?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I have the advantage of having grown up in a community banking family and also been a co-founder of a very successful community bank. I understand that business, and they have 100%, as of yesterday, socialized this system. This is really a shame. It's crazy. I got to tell you, the local community bank in Illinois or Iowa or someplace like that, in a little small town that the farmers and all the merchants rely on, those banks would never get bailed out. But you think about the political sway someone like Silicon Valley Bank has, or some of these other banks, it's crazy that they would come in and bail them out. No reason for it.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom has three companies, three wineries that all were at Silicon Valley Bank, and he made phone calls over the weekend. And so what we're looking at here is a systemic, I would say a threat where this has disincentivized banks to care about what they are doing with their money because, hey, Silicon Valley's just got bought out, you know, just got bailed out. Signature Bank just got, what have we done for moral hazard here?
Well, I don't know. I mean, full disclosure, you know, back in the late 90s, Howard Levine and I founded a very successful company. And we actually, when we got our first $10 million tranche of private equity, we opened an account there. And there was, of course, many millions to follow. And I was actually a little bit surprised. Of course, I'm a hometown, farm town, you know, bank kind of guy. I was a little bit surprised at one, how loose they were with just how they operated. But two, they came right out and said, yeah, do you guys need stock loans on your startup? I'm like, are you kidding? Who would loan money on that? We would. So, you know, they make crazy loans. And, of course, I think they kind of got caught in this interest rate trap as well. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I just don't believe in bailing a bank out. I mean, look, bank financials are available online, and it's up to you and I as depositors to go and look. Then we get their quarterly statements. We can take a look at their statement of condition every quarter. And, you know, if the bank looks suspect, don't put money in it. And if you do, don't count on Dave and Kent to bail you out.
Do you think, you know California well, do you think that this was because Silicon Valley is such a powerful part of the, you know, fourth largest GDP in the world that ostensibly California has now become too big to fail?
Well, Well, sort of. And again, you take a look at the shareholder base of Silicon Valley Bank. I mean, tons and tons of those Silicon Valley types are in that thing. And a lot of, from what I understand, a lot of politicians, including Gavin Newsom, very heavily involved in that bank.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, the real way to get rich in this country now, start a regional bank, make dumb gambles and pay yourself big bonuses, get on your G5 and laugh all the way to the bank, you know, literally, as the government backs up your customer deposits.
They laugh all the way away from the bank, running like
Yeah. I want to talk to you about California, and I'd love to have you stay with us through the break here in a couple of moments. But, you know, listen, you and I are friends outside of this show, and we speak often. You've moved. You left California, correct?
You know, I haven't totally. I mean, I love the state of California. I've started in, you know, three big businesses there and done very, very well in California, and I love the state. And it's a state filled with absolutely amazing people. I mean, you take a look around, you know, we're entrepreneurial. We're, you know, we're very business oriented and also, you know, very heartful, soulful people. But the state of the state itself, I mean, it's really just declined. You've got these politicians who are making so much money for them and the people that they give contracts out to that the state has just, you know, gone, you know, it's circling the drain pretty hard. And what they've done is they've created this type of atmosphere that you really can't start or operate a business there. That makes it very difficult. So I have had to take some of my operating businesses and move them out of state, sadly. And I got to tell you something. There's a whole bunch of us here in Tennessee that, as a matter of fact, we had dinner last night. Every Tuesday night, we talk about, okay, how do we come back in and reclaim California for the common man? And get it out of the hands of these crazy politicians. Gee whiz.
This is what I want to talk about with you after the break. How do you get California on a reverse trajectory from this 40 years of uniparty disaster that they've implemented? We've got Kent Emmons. Everybody, go online right now during the commercials. Go to Amazon.com and order his book, which you can find on Amazon and everywhere else. The Common Sense 80%, the absolute political majority. And stay tuned, folks, because we've got some really interesting news with Kent coming up here after the break. Don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Goldman Sachs is lowering its 2023 economic growth forecast over concerns about the strength of the banking sector. The firm lowered its growth forecast to 1.2%. That's a drop of 0.3 percentage points. Analysts think a pullback in lending will result in a tightening in bank lending standards. President Biden's outlining his plans for helping Americans achieve more savings on their health care costs. During a speech to health care professionals in Las Vegas Wednesday, Biden highlighted provisions in the Inflation Reduction Act that are starting to take effect, including capping the cost of insulin at $35 for seniors on Medicare. He also called out MAGA Republicans during the speech.
It's hard to believe, but they've already voted to change or get rid of the Affordable Care Act since it passed 50 times. They failed every time.
Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has said entitlement reform would not be on the table in debt ceiling talks, at least. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And welcome back. You're all making my day here. And let's make Ken Emmons day because it's his birthday. Ken Emmons, the author, best-selling author of The Common Sense 80%, The Absolute Political Majority, joining us here at TheRealSide.com, RealSide Radio, with Whiskey Dave here in the chair. Welcome back, Ken. Thanks for joining us tonight on your birthday, my friend.
Hey, Brother Dave. You know what? One of my favorite birthdays
did
was,
we lose you?
Was your birthday. No.
Oh, there you are.
You and I did a CPAC wrap-up show, and it was on your birthday, and you brought one of the greatest bottles of whiskey, and we drank it on air, one of the first times in history that's been done. And I look back at that, knowing I was going to do the show tonight, I look back, what a panel. We had Anna Paulina Luna, who just got elected to Congress.
Of course, right. The
great Peter Van Voorhees. We had such a great panel that night, and that was your birthday. It was your 50th.
That was my 50th a few years, 4 years ago.
That's
scary.
Right.
Scary how we just get younger and younger every day, Kent.
Yes, we do. It's that whiskey.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what keeps you fresh. So let me ask you this. So we were just talking about this situation that's taking place in the banking sector. And, you know, out of my peripheral, I'm keeping my eye on what's happening in Europe right now. ECB's talking about raising interest rates 50 basis points. And you got Credit Suisse and all of that. But let's talk about California because, listen, we both love California. You and I have had this discussion more times than I can remember. When my family emigrated from the United States in the 1970s. I'm the oldest of four. We came to California because it had the best business climate, the best education, affordable housing. It was a wonderful, wonderful place for me to be, you know, to raise a family in the 70s and 80s. And we've had 40 years of uniparty rule that has ostensibly taken and reversed this state, and outside of it still naturally being the greatest place on earth to live, naturally, mountains and the sea and everything else, everything else, every measurable aspect of this, from you know, affordability to homelessness to crime to education, has failed. How can this be saved, Kent?
Well, I don't know that it's failed. I mean, I think you take a look at it, it's been a success when you take a look at who's making money from it. Those guys call it a success. you and I, as residents of California, would see it as a failure. When you go walk out of your home and you see homeless people out there that are not being taken care of, you see crime out there, that this is no excuse for this crime that's going on. It's absolutely crazy. But you take a look at what's going on with these politicians and the people that contract with the governments. I mean, it's crazy. You know, it's a very, it's a big business for them. You know, their success is our failure.
The homeless industrial complex. Yeah.
It is. It 100% is.
Yeah. So, you know, you and I have talked off air. What can be done?
You know, look, I think at some point, people have got to realize that it is not the left versus the right at all. It's not Republicans versus Democrats. It is literally the establishment politicians on both sides versus the rest of us. You know, they're making a fortune failing this country and our great state of California. And, you know, we outnumber them. I mean, we look at that. We're 9-1, 10-1. We outnumber those folks. So really, I think it's going to be up to people like you and I to get involved. Literally get involved in the process. I mean, you know, I take a look at it. One of my big regrets in life is not serving in the military. But you know what? Now is our time that people like you, me, other folks that are business people who have had successes can step up and take a bullet and run for office or, you know, go for appointed offices and step up and save our state and save our country and put the politics out of the way.
So we're seeing that, you know, folks like Adam Schiff, the pathological liar, is already being coronated by the LA Times and others in the United States, in California, who's going to be elected to the United States Senate. How does a group come in and stop, you know, again, a uniparty system where people are going to be checking D, if that's next to your name, or R, which is a much fewer percentage in the state? How can you change that mindset?
You know, just like I talk about in my book, literally put the parties aside. Think about this. Think about this on a world level. You know, you take a look at, you know, what are there, you know, but depending on who the United Nations is recognizing as the country, there's, you know, 195 to 205 countries. And you think about it, all the people within those countries are fantastic. Typically bad leadership, but you've got amazing people. We have the same thing in California. We have absolutely fantastic people that are well-meaning. And by the way, great immigrants. We have great, you know, people who were born and raised in America, people who have come to America, great entrepreneurs from all over the world. And, you know, the politicians are not looking out for our best interests. So it's up to us literally to put those parties aside, get rid of the D and the R, and just find people who really care and want to make a great place to live for us Californians.
And this is that common sense 80%. That's the folks outside of the 10% on the extremes that get all the noise, get all the coverage on social media and mainstream media. So, you know, if you're looking at the landscape here, do you think somebody like an Adam Schiff or whoever is running, you know, because they've got the D next to the name, is this a time that somebody like him could be taken to task for his lies and then focus people on the issues that they really care about, which is none of this wokeism crap? They really want to they want to walk through the city of San Francisco or Los Angeles and not step over syringes and homeless sleeping bags, right?
No, that or step in the poop. I mean, what other state? Can you imagine, Dave, 20 years ago, if somebody would have come up and said, hey, guys, in California, in Los Angeles and San Francisco, these two beautiful cities that are, you know, cutting edge cities, we're going to have to issue poop maps and needle maps to show the tourists and the residents where not to go because there's so much, you know, stuff on the street. Can you imagine that? It's crazy. And by the way, it's happened. All of these people who keep getting elected, I don't care what party it is, but they all, it's happened on their watch. You know, it went from 30 years ago to a pretty darn well-run state to what it is today. By the way, very interesting, talking to a couple of pretty hardcore Democrats, one of them very active, one of the observations he made was, you know what, Adam Schiff has BS'd us all along. He told us he was, and whether you like Donald Trump or not, he said, and this guy clearly doesn't, but he said, you know, Adam Schiff has BS'd us, and we finally figured out he was lying the entire time. We don't like the guy. We loved him. We don't like him. He lied to us.
You're talking about
Democrats.
Yeah, you're talking about the Democrat institution of the state of California or nationwide. Yes. What?
No. Well, this is these two folks I was talking about are actual. They're on the ground. They're in California. And one of them's a pretty big media guy. The other one's pretty active in the Democratic Party, very active in the Democratic Party. And they're both saying, you know, Adam Schiff totally like BS'd us. We think he's a liar now. We think he's a liar. Again, these people are not fans of Trump, but they are going, yeah, Adam Schiff is a liar.
So anybody that runs against Adam Schiff that brings up the issues that people are really caring about, and that's affordability of housing and crime and all the issues, you know, that are front and center in the news. I can't walk into my local Walgreens without waiting 10 minutes to somebody to allow me to get a razor. I mean, it's insane now. So, you know, so Kent, who does this? Who comes in and saves the day?
You know what? I think it's people like you and I, and I'll put out a call right now. This is the call to all patriots. I don't care if you're a common sense Democrat or a common sense Republican. Run for office. Just come out. If you've got a skill set, come out and run for office. If you're a Democrat and you've got to run across against a Democrat, do it. Put the parties behind us. Just get the parties behind us. And let's get good, solid policy in place. And let's get people in place that aren't profiting off of the, what do you call it, the homeless...
the homeless industrial complex. Trillions and trillions of dollars. These guys that own these things, Kent, are making millions of dollars a year in salary. And it's gotten, the trajectory is like a hockey stick of worse. It's just gotten worse.
It really is. I got to tell you something. When I walk down the street in Los Angeles, in my... you know, adopted city, I walk down that street and I see homeless people. Many of them are veterans. Many of them are immigrants. They're homeless. They're not being taken care of, and they could very easily be taken care of. Breaks my heart. It's crazy. Those are our brothers and sisters out there that need to be taken care of, and they're not being taken care of. And by the way, you take a look at, you know, how they're quote unquote taking care of them. Well, why don't we build some condos for them at a cost of $870,000 each?
Each.
Get that, right? Yeah, and it'll take us 10 years to get the permits. I'm going, $870,000? Are you kidding? I didn't pay that for my house.
Yeah, it's all about
homeless place for that. That's insane.
It's all about, well, it's with good intentions, Kent. It's with, you know, we're coming from a place where we have the heart, we have the compassion, and you don't because you're, you know, crazy. Kent, thank you for joining us on your birthday tonight. Go and have yourself a nice evening. I really greatly appreciate it. Everybody, go check out Kent's book online, The Common Sense 80%, The Absolute Political Majority of Which We Are All In. Thank you so much,
brother,
my friend.
Dave, happy, you're awesome. Thank you, brother.
Happy birthday. We'll be right back after the break. Folks, don't go away. TheRealSide.com. Bye-bye.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
How horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
You mean like Democrats? Ha ha ha. Okay, Bob Hope, thank you for looking into the future and seeing what we are now dealing with here. This is incredible to me. We just had Kent Emmons on, who is, guys, pay attention. Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention to what Ken Emmons does and says in the next few months here. There could be some pretty interesting things happening in the state of California. Let's just say that there's a lot more of us than there are of them. And when I say us, I'm talking about common sense Americans, common sense Californians that are taking a look around and they're seeing just nothing but disaster from this administration, the Newsom administration, the Uniparty in California, and the wokeism, the diversity, equity and inclusion and all the stuff that they're focused on. They seem to be focused on bread and circuses. Speaking of bread and circuses, in the state of California, San Francisco Board of Supervisors just unanimously, in other words, every single one of them, supported reparation payments. This is from Jonathan Turley. We've been following the recommendations of reparations for black residents of San Francisco, including a proposed payment of $5 million per resident payment. The Board of Supervisors met yesterday, Tuesday, and reportedly gave unanimous support for reparations. Among the possible form of reparations, the board is considering a guaranteed annual income of $97,000 for 250 years and a home for just $1 a family. Sorry, I'm laughing. Guaranteed income. Guaranteed income of $97,000 for 250 years, so it's generational, and a home for just $1. You know, the average home price, I think, in San Francisco is like, what, $1.5 million? The city council voted unanimously to create the Reparations Committee in 2020. The African American Reparations Advisory Committee voted to give $5 million to each eligible black resident as reparations. Gavin Newsom, California Governor Gavin Newsom, created his own reparations task force, which just reached its own recommendations for $223,000 per person. Others have insisted the figure should be $350,000 for individuals and another $250,000 for black-owned businesses. One California politician insisted the figure needs to be $800,000 per person, reflecting the average cost of a home in the state. Now, that's certainly not San Francisco. You've got to include Fresno in that one. Even Disney has gotten into the act with a controversial children's episode in which cartoon children demand reparations. Oh, come on, Disney. Really? Notably, California's law expressly states that this money should not be treated as compensation for federal reparations. Some congressional Democrats have pushed for similar federal reparations and passed a bill out of the House Judiciary Committee in 2021 that failed to receive a floor vote. BET founder Robert Johnson has called for $14 trillion in federal reparations. The proposals now put the San Francisco politicians in a bind after declaring that reparations are a moral imperative. Some are already saying that they will not accept reduced awards. One well-known California activist declared, "It's a debt that's owed. We worked for free. We're not asking. We're telling you." San Francisco, by the way, is facing a $728 million budget shortfall. The board notably did not approve the proposed $5 million payments, and some members issued statements that bordered on the incomprehensible. Supervisor Raphael Mandelman spoke to those of my constituents who lost their minds about this proposal. It's not something we're doing or we would do for other people. It's something we would do for our future, for everyone's collective future. Okay. I have no idea what that means. Let's unpack that for a moment. It's not something we're doing. It's something we would do for our future. That sounds a lot like wanting to be seen as approving reparations while not approving reparations. Virtual signaling has ended with the formal proposal. If the board was not playing black voters by dangling the possibility of reparations, it can now prove its commitment by approving these payments. Of course, it would likely bankrupt the city, but that was not a concern when people like Mandelman were declaring their support for reparations. After all, this is a moral imperative. It would seem that the future can't wait for Mandelman and his colleagues. How did we, I just got to say this. How did we as a society, as a people, there have always been dumb people. There have always been idiots amongst us. But we were hoping, when I was a kid, when you were a kid, and we looked up at our elected officials, whether they're local, city, state, federal, that they knew things. And then, all of a sudden,
We became adults, we looked around, and we started to realize that a lot of these people that we were kids with that were stupid when they were kids are now in public office. Oh, by the way, those $1 homes, yeah, they're going to be pretty far away from any of those board members' homes and the private schools their children attend. $1 homes, if you want to live in the Arctic, we'll provide you the igloo. We are such a stupid, stupid people now. I don't get it. I don't understand when we turned the corner. Sometime in the past 5 years, I don't, listen, we can go back to 2011, 2012. The first onset of this collective mind hive virus that permeates mostly people on the far left was Occupy Wall Street. Remember Occupy Wall Street? It kind of came and went. It was a loose-knit group of people that we saw that were parked outside of investment banks in New York City. And they basically took over parks and they demanded all sorts of reparations and, you know, money back from the banks and all sorts of things. This is just a couple, 3 years after the financial crisis in 2007, 2008, of which none of those people went to jail for. And I can understand some of the points some of the people on Occupy Wall Street were standing up for. I get it. Okay. That morphed into 2014, 2015, Black Lives Matter. And the ring around both Occupy Wall Street that became Black Lives Matter has always had a circumference of people around them, loose-knit individuals that collectively became Antifa. So now you still have the Black Lives Matter Antifa collective that are out there. And unfortunately for us, for normal people, for the 80% majority that Kent was referring to, many of them have now gained access into congressional seats, Congress, in boards of commissioners, city councils, boards of education, that you've seen them in our media, in our newsrooms, you see them in our corporations. And so the discussions of things like reparations for a city in a state that never even had slaves, I mean, let's be realistic here. There were no slaves in the state of California. California was not a southern state. And the city of San Francisco was far from that. But listen, we're not going to talk about facts here. This is virtual signaling. And you get these people that are elected on such issues. They can't pass this stuff. There's no way that this can be implemented in any partial and fair way. And forget about the financial implications of it without destroying the budget of a city. This is all about virtual signaling. This is all about saying to the people that put you in office, this is what we would love in our utopian in our utopian dreams, and yeah, we understand, nod, nod, wink, wink. Meanwhile, there's nothing that's going to happen with it. So why are you wasting the time? Why are you spending time in the San Francisco City Council when you're dealing with thousands upon thousands of crazies that are populating your streets and causing people like me, I don't want to go to San Francisco. I loved San Francisco, one of the most beautiful cities in the world. And I will not be going back to San Francisco because I don't want to be stepping on poop. Focus on that. How about you, San Francisco City Council? All right. Third and final hour coming up here. We're going to be talking more in Real Side Radio. Check us out online at therealside.com, joemessina.com. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. Don't go away. We got news, and then we'll be right back for hour number 3.